I'm Kurt Anderson. When we hear about Somalia in this country, we're usually hearing about a war of some kind, half civil war, warlords fighting, but violence. And this situation feels familiar to the musician who goes by the name Kanan. He grew up in Mogadishu in Somalia.
Basically, I got beef. I want to talk to you directly.
Like kids everywhere, Kanan escaped into pop culture, particularly American rap music. He memorized an entire album without knowing English. But after he finally managed to make his way to Canada in 1991, he quickly started performing on his own. Kanan told us about that record that set him on his path.
Until the lion learns to speak, the tales of hunting will be weak. My poetry hails within the streets. My poetry fails to be discreet. It travels across the earth and seas, from Somalia to the West Indies. It knows no boundaries, no cheese. It's studied in parts of Greece. Runta hadikala wahanlaha. Ha hey. My grandfather was Haji Muhammad. And he was known as Ahya Odini, which means the passion of the country. He was one of the most renowned poets from my country, which is significant because my country, the people are called the nation of poets. My earliest memories of Somalia are split into two. One of them was the era that the country was at peace. And, of course, then I remember tragedies. I remember how the country had been engulfed into this flame. I remember sporadic gunfire. I remember having to migrate from home to home, and I remember trying to escape.
We begin our day by the weight of the gun. Rock up a bell grenade, blow your way if you front. We got no police, ambulance, or firefighters. We start riots by burning car tires. They looting, and everybody starts shooting. Bullshit politicians talking about solutions, but it's all talk. You can't go half a block without a roadblock. You don't pay at the roadblock, you get your throat shot. And each roadblock.
A cousin I had, and she was dating a man who came to pick her up from my home one day when I was young, and he was playing something in his car, and it was a song that sort of was like a poppy singing R&B song which had a rap verse in it. And I don't remember the song, but I remember saying to him, I'm okay with what the singing guy is doing, but what is that guy doing? My father was living in New York, and so I had the chance to speak with him, and he said, yeah, this is new, this is called rap. So he sent me a vinyl of Eric B. and Rakim's first album. When it came, I got connected to the rhythm of how the drum exploded, you know, how there was an aggression in the snare. That was my connection to it, but linguistically, I just understood nothing.
I came in the door, I said it before. I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's biting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back. I'm looking for the line, taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note.
Well, I started to learn English when I come to North America. I just kind of learned English in a way to liberate myself because I was coming from a place where your articulation was your manhood. It was very interesting for me the first time I started to unpack the lyrics of Rakim from a song where he said, I came to the door. I said it before, I never let the mic magnetize me no more. And I had no idea what door meant back home. So I just started to think a lot about what was motivating me to write. So I just kind of went back to the things that my grandfather wrote or spoke. And I just, you know, I would listen to the tapes that we had of recordings of different poets and speak a lot with my mother. And would sit down and talk, and one of us would just, you know, that sigh was the things that I started to write.
One, two.
I was stabbed by Satan on the day that I was born. I was promised loving, but instead I was torn. La, la, la.
Just being around a community of people who are displaced from home, who are misunderstood in a new adopted home. We were all sighing something.
A poor black ghetto child, he can't shoot and he can't go run the mile. There's no school and the kids go running wild. The police and the courts wanna run them out. He's so poor and the po-po hate him all. He ain't seen his daddy since back in the
I just thought if no one was going to do it, especially no one could possibly do it in hip-hop, then I needed to do it.
So one day, when it's all said and done, my life will be the bluest rap song ever sung.
Kanan's album, The Dusty Foot Philosopher, will be released in the United States later this year. Matt Kavnar produced our story.
In the silence of revolution, my face will appear like the vision of a prisoner with his last bed. This song is a poem and the whole poem is a tear.
If a song or a movie or an artwork or book sometime, somehow changed your life, we'd like to hear about it. Please write us at studio360.org.
Check me out. I'm losing control.
Coming up, I'll visit with the singer-songwriter Ben Queller. He'll play a few songs for me, he promises, and we'll find out how he went from rock star at 15 to acoustic solo artist now at 25.
Hey, I'm a nice guy.
That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.